ranchers see opportunities for reform in the wake of a cyber attack on the world's largest meatpacking company. JBS controls nearly a quarter of beef processing in the U.S., and a ransomware attack on the Brazilian-based company in late May sent shockwaves through the industry. In its wake, Montana Senator John Tester and two of his Republican colleagues have introduced legislation to appoint a special investigator to look into antitrust issues within the industry. Steve Charter is an independent rancher near Billings and a member of the family agriculture group Northern Plains Resource Council.
Not only the meatpacking industry, but our whole food system is so vulnerable, and it's so concentrated, and it's so monopolistically controlled. So this is a probably once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to possibly push through some real reform.
Four companies control 85% of U.S. beef processing. Charter says prices for cattle producers are unsustainable, but the meatpacking industry says other factors have made prices low for producers, including drought, higher feed prices, and a labor shortage. The U.S. Department of Agriculture also is looking into cracking down on large packers. It's considering new rules to strengthen the Packers and Stockyards Act, a century-old law that's designed to protect meat markets from anti-competitive practices. Charter says country of origin labeling would also improve conditions because large meat packers are able to use beef from other countries in their product, but still call it U.S. made.
Country of origin labeling, it's kind of a no-brainer, and why wouldn't we want it? Consumers want it. Producers want it. But it's just another example of how much these big packers have to prohibit honest labeling of what it is.
Charter says he's a third-generation rancher, and generations 4 and 5 work on his ranch. He's not sure whether the ranch will make it to them.
We're going to need to get our share of the producer's dollar in order to be able to keep this ranch in the family, and that's true of many, many operations like mine.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.